हरे कृष्णा। इन द भगवद गीता वाइल ग्लोरिफाइंग कृष्णा अर्जुन सेज पितासि लोकस्य चराचरस्य। माय डियर कृष्णा, यू आर द फादर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एनिटीज एंड यू आर आल्सो द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एनिटीज। लाइक दैट अर्जुन ग्लोरिफाइज हिम। But elsewhere in the 9th chapter, Krishna himself says, Pitahamasya jagato mata dhata pitamaha vedyam pavitram omkara riksama yajurevacha gatir bharta prabhus sakshi nivasas sharanam suhrad. He is saying that I am pitahamasya jagato. Pitahamasya jagato mata data pitamaha. He is saying, I am your mother, I am your father, I am your great grandfather. And he says, in this way, Lord Krishna also says that he is the gati, the ultimate destination, and he is the bharta, he is our maintainer, and he is the prabhu. The Swami, master for all living entities. So in the Bhagavad Gita, you find in Arjuna's glorification or Krishna's speech to Arjuna, the relationship between Jiva and the Lord. When one comes to spiritual life, when this sambandha is very strongly established, then one will not remain stuck on a very mechanical platform. Like you see, when we talk about any relationship, one has to understand what is Krishna, what are his likes, what does he not like, who are his favorites, what does he expect from the jivas to do, what all things if we do that will deeply please him, that will charm his heart, that will attract him. So all these things are not a very great secret for us, especially for those people like us who are in touch with pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada and the members of the Guru Parampara. For a common man, these things may be unknown. But because we are coming in Guru Parampara, we have the purports of Srila Prabhupada and Prabhupada's disciples practicing. So these things are very clearly put down for us to know. So once we know it, after knowing it, if one is not excited about the relationship with Krishna, one is not enthusiastic about it, then it could be because of lethargy. Lethargy to wake up to the relationship. So, when Rukmini was probably less than 15-year-old girl, when she was in the court of Bhishmak in Kaundinyapur, Vidarbha, she used to hear from Narada Muni, who used to come to the court of Bhishmak Raja, the glories of Krishna. Although she heard only once or twice, she became so charmed by it. She wanted to hear about Krishna's qualities, his pastimes, his activities, every day. So very confidently, she wrote a letter to Krishna with the very first statement.
श्रुत्वा गुणान् भुवन सुंदर शृण्वतां ते निर्विश्य कर्ण विवरैर् हरतोंगतापं रूपं दृशां दृशिमतां अखिलार्थलाभं त्वय्यच्युता विशति चित्तमपत्रपं मे यस्यांग्रिपंकजरजस्नपनं महान्तो वाञ्छन्त्युमापतिरिवात्मतमोपहत्यै यर्ह्यम्बुजाक्षन लभेय भवत् प्रसादम् जह्याम असून प्रतकृषान शत जन्मभिस्यात्।
She said, by hearing about your qualities, my lord, my heart has become charmed, attracted towards you. And she says, now I am writing this letter to you, begging you to accept me as your eternal servant, as your wedded wife, she said. And she said, even great personalities like Shiva and Brahma, to eradicate the ignorance in their hearts, they are taking the dust of your feet on their head. So if I am not eligible for getting the dust of your lotus feet, I am ready to die 100 times performing severe penance in each lifetime, if that is what is required for me to acquire the necessary punya to become your devotee. So in this way, Rukmini's intense attraction was awakened by hearing about Krishna and Krishna's speech, Krishna's katha, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's activities. So one of the endeavors that a devotee has to do in spiritual life is to persistently and patiently hear about Krishna and hear from Krishna by hearing the scriptures and contemplating on the message of the scriptures and watering this relationship, like watering the root of the relationship, by which the chanting of the holy name will become a meaningful effort. Chanting of the holy name will become a very powerful endeavor in bringing us closer and closer to Krishna's lotus feet, rather than becoming a burdensome endeavor performed out of a sense of duty to the spiritual master, having taken the vow. One will not do it like that. Because if the chanting of the holy name is done with a great enthusiastic spirit, it is very pleasing to our hearts and also pleasing to Krishna. And it makes the relationship purer and tighter and more closer and more relishable. And therefore the Krishna Katha is there to soften our hearts and inspire us, and the holy name is there to strengthen that relationship. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord.